This country is doomed unless we find politicians who have these stones to raise taxes on everyone. I want to talk about Cory Booker's insane new tax proposal.
So here's the big idea I want to share with you. No household in America should pay federal income tax on their first $75,000 of earnings.
In the run-up to the midterms, and also, I guess, the general Democratic swing into 2028, Cory Booker is proposing a bold new tax plan of what if we had less taxes. Very innovative.
Keep your money. I just introduced a bill to make this happen. The tax system, we all know this, is rigged. It's rigged against working people and all full of things to help people with a lot of money, whether it's corporations or billionaires, avoid paying taxes. It's what happens because of the corruption down in Washington that lets the wealthiest and most powerful write our tax.
I hate sloppulism. I'm going to turn into a fiscal conservative. I think it's pretty insane. It, like, genuinely, this country is doomed unless we find politicians who have these stones to raise taxes on everyone. Money exists so it can be taxed. The purpose of money is to circulate and facilitate commerce. Everyone should pay taxes, except for the very, 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 very poorest. The wealthy should pay far more in taxes, obviously, but everyone must pay taxes. This idea, it's an extension of this disease that Americans have mentally, this mental illness, where they think that they're always the rube for getting taxed. Like, to get taxed is to lose the game against the government. Taxation is something that is only done for vindictive reasons against you. And you're a rube if you pay them, and you're always feeling like you're getting, like, one-upped by your neighbor. Everyone should pay taxes. It should be a shared commiseration.
So let's unrig it. Let's make it simple and direct. No tax on the first $75,000 of household income.
I think his plan here is to increase the standard deduction to, like, a massive amount, which would actually benefit people who make $500,000 a year more than it benefits people who make, like, $70,000 a year. Really nasty stuff.
Your paychecks then get bigger. And by the way, my bill also has a bigger child tax credit too. Why? Because we should not stack the odds against families that want to have kids in America. And all of this is paid for by simply making billionaires finally pay what they owe. At the time that we're seeing life get so much more expensive in America, work should pay. You should keep more of your money.
He's actually defending this on Twitter. I saw him reply to Matthew Iglesias, argue in favor of it, which is really funny. Apparently, this would lead to a $6 trillion loss in federal revenue over 10 years. Unbelievable amount of money lost to nothing. Dude, look at him here, man. He's beefing with people on Twitter. Or his staff is, at least. We can't just be the party of no. We can cut taxes, too. From Matt Iglesias, a moron. I think I understand the intention of what Booker's proposing here, but you have to understand raising the standard deduction to $75,000 delivers a much larger tax break to someone earning $900,000 than to a middle-class worker. Peter, please look at the bill. This raises taxes on the wealthiest. Oh, man. Shame. Whatever you think of me, please focus on the facts of the proposal. People making $900,000 and others would pay more in tax under this proposal. I don't think that's true. I think he might just be lying. Yeah, why is he replying to no profile pic Andy's? That's crazy. It's so bad that not even centrist pundits are mocking and shitting on this. I don't think there's any need to be worried about his gambit here. Masaiku, you often try to, like, I'll say, look at how bad the Democrats are. And then you'll say, it's not that bad because this bad policy is also so unpopular and ineffective that it won't get put forward. That's the problem. This is a yin yang situation here. The policies are bad and ineffective. You know, we need... This is all part of, like, a broader... The fact that the Democrats can't even imagine a better way of pitching themselves to the American people than more tax cuts. Honest question, don't the richest usually itemize deductions rather than taking the standard? I can speak from personal experience on this one. Even pretty wealthy people often take the standard. Because a lot of the deductions that you will take otherwise are business deductions, not personal itemized deductions. So the standard deduction is so high. You guys got to understand, for any Europeans who are watching this, poor Americans already basically pay nothing in federal income tax. In fact, for the most part, they get more money back from the government. Poor Americans pay basically nothing. Even middle-class Americans pay basically nothing. They're just not taxed very much. And they get so much back in their deductions and their so on and so on. They just don't spend much in federal income tax. Pay plenty in, like, sales tax or
whatever.
Why do they think they get taxed so much then? Well, most people are very stupid. So their opinions on how much they're taxed are irrelevant. Americans complain about their taxes when statistically they're among the least taxed people in the world, in the developed world, at least. They're very, very stupid people. So it doesn't really matter what they think. People don't understand there's so much money out there. Like, we lose $2 trillion in tax loopholes annually. $2 trillion is like a conservative estimate as well. Comes down to not having trust in public programs, and people think the government does nothing. Well, right now the government truly does do nothing. Like, right now all the government seems to be doing is burning money on supporting Israel. So unfortunately, like, this country is done unless we find a way to tighten our budgets, bring the money in, and tax people appropriately. Everyone should be taxed, especially the wealthy. We could close the loopholes. We need the money to start flowing again. Right now, it's just not. But middle class and poor people need to be taxed too. Everyone needs to be taxed. Taxing somebody, it's not just about how much money they do or don't have. It's a shared civic contribution. Everyone being taxed, it's like a commiseration that allows everyone to share in the flow of currency. It's very, very important. How much should poor people be taxed? What percentage? I don't know. We'll work out the math later. It can be a pithy amount, but everyone needs to be taxed. Everyone should be taxed. And we need to stop with all of the deductions and the loopholes and all the child tax credits. Our tax code is insanely complicated, and there are so many caveats. It needs to be extremely simple and straightforward. A simple percentage that scales up the wealthier you get. You do not need a bunch of, like, insane means tested. This shit gets so do you know how difficult it is to file? Well, I should say, I file my own taxes. It's not that difficult, but that's because I took the time to learn it. The average person probably couldn't do it, because I have a very low opinion of the average person, not because I'm super smart. If you're a farmer or a veteran, or you've spent any amount of money on, like, a certain very specific set of, like, local it's just too complicated. Our tax code is too big. We made it complicated for no reason. Well, we made it complicated because corporations benefit from the complications in the tax code, because they can hire accountants to navigate it. Farm taxes are a whole different ballgame. They have all kinds of special rules. It's always simple for the farmers. This everyone needs to pay virtue morality sounds like Confucianism. I think that everyone should have to participate in society. I think that one of the biggest problems with American society today is that we are a nation of rubes and tricksters. Everyone thinks the only way to get ahead is to be a little bit more clever, a little bit faster to the trick than the next person. You can get wealthy these days, but it better be off of something like Bitcoin. It has to be no one wants to contribute to society. Nobody wants to invest in a project. Everyone just wants to outrun the market. Everyone wants to pull that trick, that get rich quick scheme. It's disgusting. Everyone wants to outwit their neighbors. Everyone wants to be the rat that makes it, you know, out of the pack. Everyone wants to be the crab that makes it out of the bucket. We need shared consensus engagement with the economy, with civil society. Everyone should vote. Everyone should use the same buses, the same trains, the same roads. Everyone should go to the same schools. Everyone will pay taxes. Everyone will fill out the same tax code. There is a unifying and communal spirit to everyone having to go through the same rote mandatory bureaucracy that we all have to deal with for civilization to exist. We will all live under the same banner, the same flag, the same ideas. We will all engage with the same bureaucracies. It's the only way forward. One of the reasons we're dealing with so many of these problems, we've created so many little inroads and outroads, caveats and exceptions, so that the wealthy get to live entirely different realities. They get to exist in entirely different spaces, you know? A wealthy person and a poor person may occupy the same city, but they live in totally different worlds. They use totally different infrastructure. A wealthy person might not even interact with what the poor person has to live with. It didn't used to be like that, you know? Wealthy people have always lived different lives, but they used to pay a hell of a lot more in taxes. And, by the way, wealthy people used to have to walk the same streets as the poor. Then we invented helicopters. The wealthy man had to conduct himself such that he would not be attacked while walking down the same boulevards that the poor had to walk through to get to their grocery stores. But now it doesn't matter, because wealthy people dress like poor people anyway, so you can't even tell who's who. It's whatever. Gated communities. Yeah. Wealthy people used to live in penthouses. So they would live up at the top, and then in order to, like, do stuff in the city, they would go down and they'd be right there in the ground level with everyone else. But now wealthy people live in giant gated communities and exurbs and suburbs and, like, big estate houses. And in New York, they still live in the penthouses, but that's a rarity these days. For the most part, wealthy people live in these completely segregated bubbles. They live in totally different worlds. Anyway, yes, we must all pay taxes. And you want people to be connected to these services. I want a billionaire and a person who makes $60,000 a year to be able to commiserate over filling out the exact same form when they pay their taxes. The exact same. I want filing taxes to be so easy that even the billionaires don't feel the need to hire accountants because there's no way they could possibly save any money anyway. It's just a simple signature on a document. The government already knows how much money you have anyway. Or at least it should, speaking of Cory Booker.
Senator Booker, what are we going to do about Iran?
Senator Booker?
Senator Booker, I know you're going to bust up the war powers. Right?
What are you talking about?
We're friends.
What are your weapons?
So
what do I do now? I mean, I don't like your position on Israel, but I assume that in the case of Iran, you've got a good position.
Can't even condemn the invasion of Iran. The Democrats, by and large, are okay with this. The Democrats are just happy that they weren't the ones in charge when Israel decided to pull the trigger on demanding we bomb Iran. Because you know Biden would have, yes, sir, jump how high, shit what color, sir, if he had been in charge. So what do you think the future for this country is if we keep burning money away on ICE or on the Pentagon or whatever else? And the best that people like Cory Booker can offer is more tax cuts. I think that MMT sloppulism, no, well, hold on. MMT isn't sloppulism, but I think there's an overlap sometimes in the way these people talk about their proposals. I think that MMT internet brain people have made everyone forget that it's actually really bad to do infinite deficit spending with no exit strategy, especially if you've culturally normalized the idea that paying taxes is always bad. What does MMT have to do with this, Lowell? Because sometimes people act that they act like it's not really, really bad that America is putting everything on a credit card. Good luck explaining to the median voter. Look, some MMT people in chat are getting defensive. It is like really cool how there is no money anymore. Every state is bankrupt, even California. California, which has an incredibly high state tax and has Silicon Valley in it, California is bankrupt. Every state is bankrupt. Every city is bankrupt. The country is bankrupt. There's no money anywhere. We can't build anything. The whole country is like an abandoned construction site. Not all spending is the same. California is bankrupt because of property taxes. Not just property taxes. Even if California didn't have its stupid property tax money deficit, it would still be having financial problems. MMT is correct that spending has a greater return on investment. Hold on. That wasn't MMT, okay? That's Keynesian economics. I will not have you besmirching my boy. Thank you very much.
I do. Boy.
Keynesian economics would disagree with you, bro, but go off with fiscal hawk rhetoric. Dog, do you think Keynesian economics means you can just spend everything no matter what, even when the economy is growing? Keynesian economics is about spending to help push you out of a recession, but then you tax heavily to bring us back down when the economy is good. Are you insane? We're not doing that when the economy is good. The GDP has been going up consistently 3% year over year. Like, the economy's fine. We can tax. But we're not taxing.
Booker was a public figure and liked to talk to the public.
You don't care about war, reckless war, with our taxes and Americans die.
Have you been speaking out about the unprovoked war in Iran?
The people asking Cory Booker here to condemn the war are insane, but they are less insane than Cory Booker, who is in favor of the war. Cory Booker can't even condemn this is an illegal, purposeless war being conducted by his political opposition, and so far it's already led to a global spike in oil prices and a lot of downstream harm economically. We bombed an elementary school. Cory Booker can't condemn it. So he is crazier than Code Pink.
You're going to vote the right way, but we want you to speak out, Senator. Creating chaos, havoc in the Middle East. And Cory Booker won't say a word about it. Senator Booker, you have to speak out. You see what's happening in Iran and the whole region?
Wow, such a cool guy.
Man, such a cool guy.
Great, how about you?
Such a cool guy, but won't say anything when we ask you about Iran? That is
What's Code Pink? They're pro-Russia, but that doesn't really matter in the context of what they're saying here. I would love it if Cory Booker would lose, but I know he won't. I hate this f***ing guy. Just here for the book deals, yeah. The Cook Political Report has his New Jersey Senate seat as safe. Yeah, I don't think he's going to get primaried. I mean, I know for a fact that he's not, so there's no way. I'm not from New Jersey. What keeps him in his position base-wise? Every Democrat is like this. I'm not sure what you mean. You mean, like, how does he keep getting elected despite being a dickless, centrist, establishment regime piece of shit who's collaborationist and works with the enemy. That's like all of them. As a poor parent, I love child tax credits, lol. Yeah. I'm not saying that you should suffer. I'm just saying that, like, these needless caveats shouldn't exist. We've made the tax code too complicated. It doesn't have to be like this. Booker takes APAC cash. They all do.